20. At first, the man knew only one thing. His back hurt. He flexed his shoulders and in doing so learned two other things, that he was lying on his belly and that his back hurt worse when he flexed his shoulders. He remembered a dragon threatening his town. He remembered he and his friends using their bows and fire-tipped arrows to threaten it right back. He remembered a wizard floating in the air telling them to stop. The wizard used his magic to make their arrows fly back over their own heads and hit them in the back. After that, all he could recall was a blur of pain and panic, ending with another wizard, a lady wizard, flying in and casting some sort of spell that made the world go dark. And now he was here. He opened his eyes and instantly became disoriented. His brain struggled to make sense of what he saw. When it did, it struggled to convince itself that it was mistaken. He was lying on some sort of table, with his head turned to the side, in a room filled with flames. His only company were two demons, both unmistakably female, and just as unmistakably evil. They were clad in a red, shiny material, as if instead of clothing they wore a glossy layer of liquid blood. Both wore red masks that covered the area around their eyes. Long, pointed red horns protruded from their hair, and long, whip-like tails waved and swirled in the air behind them hypnotically.
"He's waking up,"
one of the she-demons said. The other hissed,
"Yes! Splendid!"
The demons crept in closer.
"Tell us your name."
"Richard! My name is Richard!"
One of the she-demons barked.
"Correct! We are testing you, Richard, to see if you are an honest man."
Both of the demons spoke strangely. One elongated all of her S-sounds into hissing noises. The other spoke slowly, in a deep voice, and with an accent Richard had never heard before.
"I am!"
Richard cried.
"I try to be,"
one demon said.
"Excellent."
"Good. Very good,"
the other agreed.
"So tell us honestly, Richard, do you have any allergies?"
"Allergies?"
Richard didn't know how to answer. He had never heard the word.
"Do any plants or animals make you feel sick or make you sneeze?"
"No."
"Okay, good. Thank you."
The other demon cackled and said,
"You have been sent here for your sins, Richard. This is your reward for a life misspent."
The other demon moved in even closer and used some satanic device to peer into Richard's eyes. She asked,
"Have you been sick recently?"
"Is it a sin to be sick?"
"No, but lying to me about it would be."
"A sin most heinous,"
the second demon agreed.
"No, I haven't been sick in a long time. I'm healthy as an ox, I swear it."
The demon peering into his eyes said,
"Good."
The other said,
"We are not asking you about your sins out of ignorance. We know your sins already. The list is far too long for me to list."
The other demon smirked and said,
"Smooth."
"Shut up."
"Tell us, Richard, do you have any other pain besides your back?"
"No,"
the hissing demon said.
"Not yet, at least."
The other said,
"Only a couple more questions. Have you chewed on any willow bark recently?"
"No."
"Do you have any loose teeth?"
The hissing demon asked.
"What does that have to do with anything?"
"They can be a choking hazard during the procedure."
"No!"
Richard wailed.
"Please don't choke me with my own teeth!"
The demon with the accent said,
"We won't, we won't. We're giving you a second chance. We won't hurt you."
The other demon cackled.
"But we might. someday, if you don't change your ways, we will bring you right back here and choke you with your teeth, then strangle you with your own tongue. Somehow.
Yes, like my friend said, somehow. But you can prevent that. Go back to your life. Be a good man. Treat others well. Take it easy for a while. No heavy lifting for at least 3 weeks, and avoid tobacco products. Do all that, and we shouldn't see you here again.
He's from a time hundreds of years before tobacco is introduced from the New World.
Oh,
the non-hissing demon said.
That should make that easier, then. Any questions, Richard?
Richard shook his head. The demon said,
All right, then.
Put her hand on his head and swiped her finger in the empty air, a streamer of light trailing from her fingertip. Richard fell into a deep sleep. Louisa removed her hand from the patient's head and tapped at a couple more selections in the Atlantis interface. The light in the room went from red to white, and the projected flames faded away. Their tails continued whipping and swirling behind them as they were controlled by a separate algorithm. She pulled off her mask and said,
One down, 25 to go. Laid it on a bit thick, didn't you?
Brit the Elder removed her own mask.
We're supposed to be demons, and this is supposed to be hell. The whole point is to make it unpleasant for them. That way we can ask them your questions, their pain will make sense to them, and we can maybe con them into being better people when they get back. The last thing we want is for any of these guys to go back to their normal lives thinking, hell wasn't so bad. Sure, it was hot, but the people were nice. It's like a subterranean Orlando, Florida.
But strangling him with his own tongue?
Yeah, Brit the Elder admitted. That got a bit dark. But I was just trying to compensate for these ridiculous demon costumes. Louisa glanced at Brit the Elder and said,
What's wrong with them? I think you look good.
I do look good.
So do you.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
But that's not the point. We're sorceresses. We can make ourselves look like actual demons.
Actual demons,
Louisa said.
What do actual demons look like, Brit?
Okay, yes. You're right. There are no actual demons, but if there were, they wouldn't dress like... Her voice trailed off as she looked down at her tight red pleather catsuit and matching patent leather pumps, then sighed. I'm trying hard not to make a Bananarama reference here.
You dated Philip for a long time, didn't you?
Depending on how you look at it, I'm still dating him.
That's true, Louisa said. I never thought about that. You can't just put the relationship behind you. You have to watch your younger self date him. That's gotta be bad.
Not as bad as you think. Sometimes watching them reminds me why we were together in the first place. Other times watching them reminds me why we aren't together right now. And when I'm mad at Brit the Younger, I can always torture her by bringing up some of my juicier memories about their love life.
Oh, like what?
I'm not gonna tell you. They're juicy memories about my love life, too. I do have some sense of propriety. Which brings us back to these ridiculous, sexy demon costumes. Which, I'll remind you, is what was written on the packages, sexy demon costume. We're two intelligent women. Why are we dressing like this?
Because we were in a hurry, and I didn't see the point in wasting time reinventing the wheel when demon costumes for adult women were easy to find. Also, because it's fun.